The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen CPAs and Consultants. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
And Joel is doing such a good job of bringing in other experts, so we have to kind of change that to Ask the Experts, I guess, with a plural.
Joel, it's always good, right?
Yeah.
To have a few more folks around. Thank you, Bill. How are you doing today?
Real good, Joel. And the sun came out just as you guys drove up. So you guys...
That's a good sign, right?
I think so, yeah.
No, and I have a good friend of mine, Chelsea Mueller, here today. She's a manager and a CPA with us. And you've been with us for how long, Chelsea?
I've been with the firm for about 8 years now. Yep, just over.
Time flies when you're having fun. And she's our gal in Painesville. We have an office in Painesville, which is centered around her networking, her relationships. And there's surprisingly a lot of industry, Bill, in Painesville. And Chelsea's been just doing a fantastic job. And today we wanted to kind of speak to the business owners out there to say, all right, there's a lot of things that we, not just Chelsea, but Chelsea kind of lives and breathes this stuff every day. And she's very similar to me in our, what we call small business, which isn't a derogatory term. It's just where you got the payroll issues and the owners are still very hands-on and still very included in the business. And in today's, you know, tight job market, we've been seeing a lot of gaps where people are switching jobs and holy buckets, what do I do now? My controller just left. And these owners like, man, that's not my bailiwick. What can I do? And we as a CPA firm pride ourselves on having a lot of solutions and can coordinate a lot of that. And that's kind of what we wanted to go through, some of the service lines that we do and how it works. And Chelsea's that person who's done a lot of coordinating and quarterbacking for us. So.
Yeah, great. Good to meet you, Chelsea. And
yeah, thanks
first
for
of all,
me.
If you've been with the firm that long, you must have started at age 13 or so. You look really super young. So.
Not quite that young.
Well, you have to remember, you're looking at me, Bill, and I look like an old ghost now with my gray hairs and stuff. So that's probably why she looks so young.
And but. You look like a young man next to me. So there you are.
Here we are. Yeah. We're quite a group here, you bet.
Yes. Well, good thing we're on radio, as they say.
As they say.
Yes. So first of all, Chelsea, what got you involved in interest in like becoming a CPA or, you know, just working in accounting or whatever?
Yeah. My mom actually worked doing accounts payable, accounts receivable when I was a kid growing up. And so when I kind of looked at going into the job force, I guess, out of high school, accounting just seemed like a good fit for me. So I actually, went to college for 4 years in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and worked there for a couple of years even before coming to the firm here, but wanted to come back to my roots. I was born and raised in Painesville. So this was a great way for me to kind of come back to the community and work around here.
That's really neat, isn't it, Joel? And I know you guys are, you know, looking for employees such as Chelsea. It seems like if you don't have to do any sales job as to why it's great to live out in our area here, that certainly is a bonus right there.
No, for sure. And I'm sure all the business owners, employers out there would say exactly the same thing. And we're just thrilled to death to have folks come back and want to come back to our area, not just to work for me or work for us. We had someone that we pursued really hard who's coming back to the area, and they are going to, you know, join another firm. You know, I can't feel bad about that. We gave him our best shot, and I just told him, I'm just thankful you're back in the area because we need great people like yourself, young professionals, to come back and lead the community, you know? So, yeah, you're right. It's exactly great, and Chelsea's one of those folks that, like you said, the born and raised here does make a difference, and mm-hmm. every day you just want to do right. And sometimes that gets us in trouble because we love everybody so much, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're doing...
Always trying to help.
We're doing things to help, and that's what fills the bucket, right? I mean, that is in public accounting. Mm-hmm. You have to do it for the love of the game. It's a hard gig, but I tell you, seeing the reward you have when you're helping your clients through things that they're just like, man, this is the worst day of my life. I have to figure this out. Chelsea walks in, solves a problem, leaves, and you know that they go home refreshed and like, okay, I can sleep tonight. Maybe Chelsea can't sleep that night, but but after that, everything works out good.
Yeah. So what are some of the issues that you face kind of on a routine or, you know, a common basis, I guess?
Yeah, like Joel mentioned, I mean, a lot of small businesses either can't find employees, or we are seeing just a lot of turnover in the industry these days too, that we're able to fill kind of some of those holes. You know, for people that can't either afford to hire someone full time to do some what you call bookkeeping services, you know, we can step in and we can do, you know, payroll runs. We can cut your daily checks if you have bills that need to be paid. we can come on site like we do right now for View Clients and do all your month-end reporting procedures, review financial statements, do analysis on financials. Kind of, I always call it kind of an a la carte system, mm-hmm. and we can come in and do bits and pieces, or we can do everything from start to finish for any client that's looking for help related to their business.
And some of it is done remotely then?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's, you know, every client has different needs. In Painesville specifically, I do most of my stuff remotely from my office. A lot of emails back and forth with bills and stuff to be paid. But we do go on site as well, you know, either a day or two a week or sometimes more than that, depending on what the client needs. Usually more initially when we start a new project, just to get involved and understand and then kind of adjust our process as we go.
Yeah.
Right. The remote access has opened up flexibility and able for folks outside of their companies to do this work, which makes it a real viable choice for Christensen to do that. We got the technology to do that. And most clients have that server opportunity where they can unlock that just for a certain user and keep their security and all the breaches and stuff. So that technology has made this very possible and more accessible for business owners than ever before.
Right. And we even have some clients who are like, you know, we don't even want to do this anymore. And so we host a lot of stuff on our own servers. And if they need anything, they reach out to us that we have access to all of it. And they know that we're available and that we're going to respond timely and get things when they need them. So that's also an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Are we handcuffed at all yet with internet, broadband, and things like that? Or is it adequate for what you guys try to accomplish?
I've never had any issues. Obviously, I live in rural Minnesota, so sometimes working from home or something can cause problems. But, I mean, our IT and our firm is fantastic, right? So we don't have any issues with kind of getting some of that running.
I think a lot of the companies and the opportunities and the fiber that's been put down out in rural Minnesota has helped. So, yeah, that's a great point, Bill. 5 years ago, we probably couldn't have said that, yeah, we can plug in and go anywhere. I think today we're feeling pretty good. And if most companies have realized they've had to invest in that, you know, whether, you know, spending $1,000 a month on internet, which seems mentally hard to comprehend, you could spend that much on internet to have the data and the up and down. And now I'm speaking about things I don't know when I say up and down, but, you know, that does make it an opportunity much better. So good point. Yeah.
What about security then too? Is that a big issue? And you like say you're doing the book work for a company, you know, you want to make sure that it's secure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our firm has a lot of policies in place to make sure that that stays that way. You know, we multi-factor into a lot of things and have to enter passwords more than once to be able to get into different softwares. So we have a fantastic system in place that makes sure that there is no data that gets breached.
Yeah, every morning, Chelsea and I spend about 5 to 7 minutes through all the layers that we have to get to and multi-factor, which means it goes to a phone or it goes to a different email. It's surprising. That's what we have to do by our ethics and by mm-hmm. what our industry wants us to do. And then if you factor in what our businesses need to do, obviously they have the same issue to protect their data. And they probably have, and I've seen more companies as of late, implement the multi-factor. Mm-hmm. We were probably 3 years ahead of most folks just because of what we do and how much data we store and how much sensitive data we store. And you hear all the ransomware horror stories,
right?
And you know, that stuff, that's what keeps a partner at a CPA firm up at night, is like, if we don't have that in place, we're going to get sued and it's a bad deal. And that's what we spend the best, you know, on for software. We have two great IT folks in our office who get it done every day. And that's one thing, you know, when you hire it right and spend the money, it just makes you sleep better at night. And so we're really, you know, proud of AJ and Josh and our firm who do that. If you guys are listening, thank you so much. But yeah, we take that very seriously.
It's a little off topic, but is there any way to buy insurance, you know, for in case of a data breach or something that so that, you know, like you say, you get sued, the firm would get sued. It could be for a substantial amount of money.
Substantial amount of money. And I would say 5 years ago, it was not a requirement. You could buy it, very expensive. Now we as a firm, we can't even get our, you know, malpractice, our, you know, D&O insurance unless we have that provision. Like by my industry, we have to have it. I can't quote the price, but you'd be shocked at how much it is to do that. But again, it's an investment we have to do. I can't speak to the businesses out there if they have to have that type of thing, but you can definitely, to answer your question, you can buy that, and it's become a very popular rider or specific policy to do that.
Interesting.
Cost of business, but you have to do it, and it's unfortunate. Those few people out there who are scamming people and stealing from people make the good people have to do that stuff. Yeah. I don't want to get off on a major tangent about what's wrong with the world today, but I mean that's how it is. So
yeah, and it always seems like we're kind of reacting somewhat. The scammers are always out there. Maybe that's the one service they do provide. They do expose some of the weaknesses and things like that, and maybe that people would ignore otherwise. And could really bite them, in the long run. So when you talk small business, it could be from as little as one employee, I suppose, all the way up to how many would you classify?
Yeah, and it's not even necessarily maybe employees as much as, revenues, locations, different types of industries. We say small business, but really it can be large business as well. Mm-hmm. So there's really no limitation to that. Most of the ones in the Painesville area that I work with, you see a lot of nonprofits, that maybe don't have the capital to hire someone full time or can't find a part-time employee to do a lot of the work. We do a lot of on-site stuff with some bigger businesses that maybe have had a controller take off. But I would say, on average, it's probably people around, the 10 to 25 employees that are kind of in that middle range that need a little bit more help.
Define a small business. What I would agree with how you define that. A large business is probably over 100 employees, I would say, in our area. And then you start getting the revenues, like you said, if you get close to $1 billion in sales, you're probably realistic, right? You're probably big at that point, but there isn't many folks like that around here.
Although nowadays, $1 billion doesn't go as far as it used to, it seems like.
No.
They kind of throw those numbers around like they used to throw, a million around. Now it's,
Are you referencing our budget surplus bill?
Yeah, there you go. I don't even know what to make of that.
I know. Sorry, Chelsea. We always have a little, when I say we, we always get off a little bit on that because, those numbers are astronomical.
Yeah.
And as folks, taxpaying folks in this room, all right, maybe we should do something a little different, and I don't know if writing checks back to everybody is the right thing either, which Governor Walz has suggested. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Let's make sure we vet everything. But sorry, Chelsea,
and how much of it is just one-time monies that came in, basically from one pocket to another.
It is.
With all the various bailouts and things
it
going
is.
On. So
it is. You're right, Bill.
I'm always a little on the cautious side when I hear that Minnesota has a budget surplus because it seems like that pendulum can swing all the way to the other side where suddenly we're facing a deficit. So.
It can, and we're going into a situation in 23 where, one party has control, which is a lot of responsibility. And I know they know that. We haven't had the trifecta, as they call it, since 13 or 12.
Usually it's short term, too, when it happens.
Well, because what happens is it swings.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody's like, holy buckets, we can't do that again. So anyway, that's a tangent big time.
We won't go any deeper into that.
We shouldn't. That was my fault, Bill. I'm sorry. I had to say that. But
now, at the end of the year, are there any other special, requirements then that businesses have? The most people's fiscal year, does that vary somewhat too?
Most people are calendar year ends. We have a few that have some odd ones. Most are calendar year ends. And so as you're going into, year end, there's, 1099 filing requirements for anyone who has independent contractors that they pay. Obviously, if you have employees, you need to get their W-2s and all your quarterlies filed. Tax planning, obviously, at this time of year always kind of comes into play, too. But those are probably the main kind of January 31st deadlines that you want to make sure that you can get out the door on time.
An area, if I may, Chelsea, that a lot of business owners are frightened of, if I could use that word, is the wages, payroll taxes, sales tax, all that compliance, because there's so many things you have to hit. And you mentioned a year end. Well, there's annual reportings, quarterly payroll tax returns to do, W-2s, W-3s, 941s. I'm missing something. 940.
943.
Yeah, Bill's like, wow, that's a lot of random numbers, it's actually not random. So that's the stuff that in getting payments on time. Mm-hmm. We were visiting Chelsea on the way over, and she's working with a client talking about trying to demystify the tough things, they had a payroll tax issue, and they're so far behind on the paying their payroll taxes because it just got overwhelming, cash flow issues, whatever, and now enter Chelsea to help them through that. I can't imagine for them trying to do that, and I'm not going to mention the numbers because it's stuff that keeps you awake at night, and I'm sure these business owners are feeling that way, but Chelsea's on the job to make sure we get this figured out, and without a CPA, it's going to be really hard to get out of that situation, and hopefully you don't get into that situation. And again, not ripping on this business, but they made decisions at the time that maybe if they would have had a CPA on either on staff or working with, that would have maybe helped them through that. I would hope, and they would have not be in this situation, because the penalties on not paying your payroll taxes is monumental. And I don't have the exact numbers and percentages, but it's almost like at least 50% of your tax that you would have owed. So if you owe $100,000 and you don't pay it on time, you have a $50,000 bill that you're gonna have to pay the IRS. Plus that liability goes right to you as an owner. You cannot shirk that ever. Mm-hmm. You can file bankruptcy and the business is gone. That stays.
I see.
And it goes to you as an owner, and until you pay it off, until you die, it is your liability. That's scary stuff. And I think that is at a minimum the best investment a small business could do, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then you do hear these cases where businesses fail to send in the sales tax receipts. You know, and some of that may be intentionally. Others maybe they're not doing things correct, or
Yeah, especially new business owners, I think, as they're trying to understand the regulations and what really comes into play. I mean, we're able to consult on a lot of that and, what is subject to sales tax, because every industry is different as far as what is even taxable and what's not. I think it's more just the lack of knowledge and what you really need to do. And that's where we can come into play and help assist with that.
Yeah, right. It's I can see why, you need an expert, and then that's the name of this show. And so basically then all sorts of different, it's Christensen and Associates. I mean, you do a myriad of things.
Yeah, we do. And we have a team just about 70 people strong.
Wow.
And as you can see, we need people of expertise in areas, and Chelsea and I end up being the quarterback on a lot of things. We joked this morning that we're always the one holding the football, holding all the marbles, but we have a lot of folks that work with us, right, Chelsea, to get all this done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a team effort, and a lot of clients do appreciate that in case, for some reason, I happen to go on vacation, which doesn't happen too often. Someone else is there to assist them.
Don't say that
when I'm gone, right? Yeah. We have a payroll team. We have, fantastic, people who can help with your cutting the payroll checks or cutting your AP checks or doing your daily entry into your bank account. Fantastic team. And, like Joel said, we're kind of more overseers and just making sure the client is comfortable and understanding what that process is and what we're going to do.
We're still pretty hands-on, but we are definitely not doing every step of the way, and I hope clients appreciate that they have a team when they come to Christensen, not just Joel or not just Chelsea, because that's risking that too, right? He's, hit by a bus, a vacation, whatever it is, so that's really important to us. And well, we have a team of 70, to try to corral and work together and do all that cool stuff.
And I think you mentioned it early on, sometimes businesses had a longtime employee that did a lot of these things and they just retired or for whatever reason, and there isn't somebody to pick it up, to carry it forward. So
yeah, absolutely. We have a client like that right now in Painesville who, one of their employees left, and it's a tough employee market. People are switching jobs. And so we are able to come in and fill that role temporarily, to help them for a month or two until they can hire someone new. It takes, things off of their plate and allows them to find that right fit. And then when that new employee comes in, we can help train and get them in the right spot to move forward. And then we're always available for any help down the road.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's really great to know. Anything else in closing here before we let you guys go?
I really liked your a la carte, or your, I always reference it as a buffet. You don't have to eat everything if you want, right? So that's, we always have meetings to figure this stuff out, and we're not going to sell services to you that we don't think you need, but it's going to be an investment. And don't think this stuff, is for free. For me to have this expertise on staff, available almost at a drop of a hat, is an investment for me. So we have to make sure that just walk into it. We try to be very transparent. We say, this is what we think it's going to cost. And sometimes it's sticker shock. Sometimes it's not. And when you think about payroll tax penalties, it's a win. Yeah. Invest in that and be done. And those are the things that most owners see that, you know, they really do. And we want to work with those folks, not just the bottom feeders who just purely go on dollars, right? You gotta have value. And we feel we have a ton of value to offer. And, you know, the Chelsea Mueller's of the world are special. And I'm not just saying that because she's here. She's a lot of talent. She's in this business because she cares. And she's just a great darn person. You know, I mean, she's just that gal. And I love her. And not in that way, I guess. I'm sorry. But hopefully our spouses aren't listening. Like, wait a minute. What does that mean? She's just a great person, right?
Yeah.
And we happen to have offices next to each other in Wilmer because she does spend time in Wilmer and Painesville.
Yes.
And real quick, we didn't talk about this, but we actually did. We as a firm bought a building in Painesville that we are going to be remodeling into what we kind of call, you know, the Painesville office. And Chelsea's going to be at the center of that. Mm-hmm. We got some remodeling to do there, and we'll be opening it up after busy season. We're going to have room for how many employees there?
Up to 11.
Up to 11.
Yes.
Right now, the office is kind of a 1.5 person office in Painesville.
Yeah.
We joke because that's where we started, and now Chelsea's outgrown it. And we're really excited about that. We think it's a gateway to a lot of the industry in Stearns County, Painesville, as well as a recruiting effort, the St. Cloud market. We see a lot of folks going this way versus staying in St. Cloud, not only to work, you know, you want to live in Painesville because it's got the lakes, it's got this, it's slower, you know, whatever you want to look at it. So I'm sorry I was doing the sell for you, but
yeah, no, it's really, like I said, I'm born and raised there. So obviously I like it there. But yeah, it, like Joel said earlier too, it's amazing how much industry and people don't realize the opportunities that Painesville does have. And yeah, it connects you to, you know, a lot of, you know, areas outside of there, like the Richmond, St. Cloud, Eden Valley, Belgrade, areas. And there's a lot of business, a lot of need there, for clients that, you know, we can assist. And that's
Eden Valley, Watkins, that 55 corridor,
yes.
23 corridor, maybe even North 71 corridor.
Yep.
That's what that office is going to serve. And we're really excited. And again, probably wouldn't be possible hadn't Chelsea done what she's already done in showing with the growth and utilizing her talents, utilizing the team's talents to grow that. And we're just super excited about that.
Yeah. Well, terrific. Thanks for bringing that up and congratulations.
Thank you.
And a lot to be really excited about then as we look ahead to 2023. So,
yeah. Maybe stressful, but
just a little bit.
It's going to be a fun ride.
Just a little.
All right. Well, you guys both have a Merry Christmas
and
happy holiday season. And great to see you. And now when we know our next visit, Joel, when is that going to be?
You know, I only go 3 days ahead of my calendar, Bill. So I know it's the first week of January, I think. And I have ideas already for that one. It just came to me on the spot here. Not you, Chelsea. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to be construction mode at that point, right?
Probably will be, yeah. So, yeah, happy holidays to you and your family, Bill.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.